Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you not remember what happened yesterday because we're doing Psalms?
I still don't remember what happened yesterday. There was a lot of praising God and a lot of exaltation and wonderful poetry type shit towards God. Oh, and actually, I do remember something because, you know, they had the magic cure for jacking off.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
no wasted seed.
That was some good shit, actually. Mm-hmm. That was a good little section.
Yeah. That was Psalms 15, 16, and 17.
Right. And before we get into this week's, mm-hmm. I do have something to mention, though.
Do ya?
Yeah. So we have a new patron.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Their name is Amanda P.
Amanda P., thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate all of our patrons. It's just absolutely so cool when we have someone new supporting us. And, I mean, it really does go to help what we're doing and supports all the things that we're trying to get done.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, honestly, Amanda and all of you. We really appreciate you.
Definitely, definitely. That being said, so what are we getting into today?
Well, I didn't tell you, but we're doing 4 today instead
4?
Of 3. Yeah. Yeah. Psalms 18, Fuck. 19, 20, and 21.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
right. I guess let's get into this shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Psalm 18.
Okay.
Which it looks pretty long, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's the longest one.
Oh, we're doing 4 and we're doing the longest one also?
It wasn't my fault.
Oh,
it's just the way it happened.
Bitch.
I know. It just happened that way.
It's not okay.
Well, what you gonna do?
I don't know.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, Psalm 18. Yeah. For the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord. He sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
Ah.
Ready?
I'm ready.
He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
Oh, that's nice.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
Mm.
The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me.
Yeah.
The cords of the grave coiled around me.
Oh.
The snares of death confronted me.
Jesus, that was rough.
In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears.
Wasn't his temple right around the corner?
I don't know, like
David had that whole temple built for him and stuff?
He did.
So,
he did.
Or, well, no, actually, it wasn't David. It was after David. Never mind, there was the tabernacle.
Tabernacle?
Yeah.
I don't remember. That was too long ago.
All right.
And I didn't care a lot. That's the truth of the matter.
Got it, yeah.
The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry.
Wait, why was he angry?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why was he angry?
I don't know. He's always angry.
He's always angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils.
Damn, now he's a fire-breathing god.
Okay, listen, when I am breathing fire, the smoke does not rise up from my nostrils. It comes down out of my nostrils.
Right, right.
So I can attest to this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture like the fire, it comes out and then does a U-turn and goes up.
Maybe he's like doing a French inhale type thing, you know?
Consuming fire came from his mouth. That tracks.
Jesus.
Burning coals blazed out of it. Damn.
Man, he's got some bad breath issues.
Halitosis. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew.
Oh.
He soared on the wings of the wind.
Last time he had wings himself, but now he's got to fly on the wings of the cherubim, huh?
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
I guess.
He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning.
Hmm. Okay.
The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord.
Man, it's crazy.
At the blast of breath from your nostrils.
That's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fire-breathing God, apparently.
I'm going to write a story about that guy.
Right, yeah.
He reached down from on high and took hold of me. Whoa! He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support.
Mm.
He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
Ah.
I delight in you, husband. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin.
Good job. I'm awesome. Except for that whole, like, cheating on that woman that, you know, mm-hmm. was bathing outside
mm-hmm.
and killing her husband and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That seemed a little sinful.
Yeah.
Just my two cents.
We don't talk about that.
Right.
The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands.
The cleanness.
In his sight.
It's got to be very clean.
Mm-hmm. At least in his sight.
Yeah.
To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. Blameless.
Yeah, that.
To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd.
Mm.
You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty.
Yeah.
I hate it when people have haughty
eyes. Yeah, those damn haughty eyes.
You, O Lord, you keep my lamp burning.
Yeah?
My God turns my darkness into light.
That's great, David.
With your help, I can advance against a troop, and with my God, I can scale a wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
He turns into Spider-Man with God. It's awesome.
He scales them walls right good.
They wouldn't have needed horns at Jericho had they had David and his ability to scale walls.
Exactly.
See?
Yep. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except for our God?
I mean,
Dwayne is yeah, also that is the rock. Rock.
And God is also Elohim.
Yeah.
And Yahweh and, you know, all those other things or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of different names.
Whatever.
It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn.
Awesome.
My ankle did turn. That's why I have a broken foot.
Right.
Womp, womp. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise.
Yeah.
They fell beneath my feet.
Yeah.
You armed me with strength for battle.
Awesome.
You made my adversaries bow at my feet.
Very cool.
You made my enemies turn their backs in flight.
Okay.
And I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them to the Lord. But he did not answer. I beat them as fine as dust borne on the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets.
He poured them out, huh?
I poured them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. So, as soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me.
Mm.
They all lose heart. They come a-trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives! Praise be to my rock! Exalted be God my Savior! He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saved me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord.
Okay.
I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. The end.
Great.
Okay, that was
a really long fucking psalm.
It was, but it wasn't too bad. It could have been much, much worse.
I mean, it could have, yeah.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was just that much worse. Exactly. Precisely.
Psalm 18 is a thanksgiving for deliverance. And it starts out, I love you, O Lord, my strength. And at 50 verses, it is, as I said, the longest psalm in book one. Of the book of Psalms, which let us not forget is Psalms 1 through 41.
So it couldn't have been much worse. That was about as worse as it gets.
That's as worst as it gets, but there might be a little bit worse in the future books of the Psalms.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
This psalm borrows material from and thus is almost identical to 2 Samuel chapter 22.
Okay.
Neato.
Yeah.
Verse 1 of the psalm, I love you, O Lord, my strength, is not included in the Samuel version.
So
they're not totally identical.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's
so
all
like
I
you're
got
telling
about
me we already read that.
Yeah.
At some point, basically.
Most of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. God is great. God is good.
Good
he
stuff.
Is strong. I am weak. And he breathes fire.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much. Yeah, like the breathing fire thing, that really got me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God breathes
fire,
huh? I
don't exactly recall reading that, but sometimes the Bible is boring and I don't pay attention.
Right, right.
So do you recall?
I never knew God breathed fire.
So.
But, you know.
I mean, I don't know how we missed that.
Right. I don't know how. It's not like a thing. Like, dude, this God is so awesome. He breathes fire. You know.
That's cool.
Maybe that's just like one step too far down the crazy train. I don't know.
That's too far. That was what was too far. The other stuff, not so much. That was too far.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
Okay. So now let us get into Psalm 19.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Psalm 19 for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Okay.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out unto all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. He pitched a tent.
I knew as soon as you said it, you're like, going to start laughing.
Yeah, because the sun turned him on.
Right,
what?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Okay, so in the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
Okay.
If that ain't sexual, I don't know what is. Okay. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
Okay.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
Perfect.
Reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
Mm.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
Mm. Okay.
They are more precious than gold. Than much purer than gold.
I'll take gold, thanks.
You know what? I will as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They are much sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
Okay.
I still want the gold and the
honey. Yeah, gold and the honey.
I mean, as long as we're asking, I'll take the manna from heaven, too.
Sure. Know? Yeah, why not?
Who can discern his errors? Ooh, pick me. Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. Yeah, I need help from God because I can't control my own damn self.
Yeah, I don't truck with that.
I'm not in charge of me. Only God can keep me good.
Right. Yeah, that's not okay.
No, I don't think so either.
You are in charge of yourself.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You're in charge of you. Make good choices and, you know, feel bad when you don't and don't blame God or the devil.
Right.
Yeah. You know? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Okay.
So let's talk about Psalm 19.
You know what would be funny? It'd be funny to read this with the idea of the rock as, like, every time they say the rock, like, we think, you know, you just imagine the rock.
The
know?
Rock.
Yeah.
Dwayne
he Johnson.
Doesn't, yeah. He doesn't want to be referred to as the
I know,
rock anymore.
I know.
He's but,
I mean,
a
how,
serious actor.
You can never fully separate the two, though.
No, it's true.
It's just impossible.
And you know what? He is a good actor, but I will forever, ever after now only love him as, what's his name? Maui in Moana.
Got it.
Because he was so, his voice was such, it was so good. He conveyed it so well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him
yeah.
as Maui.
Right.
All right. Psalm 19 is the work and word, the works, plural, and word, singular, of God.
Okay. Okay.
Works and word.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it starts, the heavens declare the glory of God. The psalmist in this one makes a connection between the sun and the Torah, the law.
Yeah.
Okay. And likewise, it compares and contrasts the study of God's two great creations, nature and scripture.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
This is often, this psalm is often contrasted with Psalm 8, which remember was the one that I liked because it was the astronomer's psalm.
Yeah.
And it talked about various bodies of what are they called in the heavens?
Heavenly bodies.
Heavenly bodies. Yeah. Yeah. Like planets and shit.
Yeah.
But in this one, the psalmist contemplates the starry sky and the eve. Oh, wait. No. In that one, in Psalm 8. The psalmist contemplates the starry sky in the evening.
Okay.
So this was the sun during the day, and the other
the
one was, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So they kind of like complement each other, which I appreciate.
Okay.
And you know, I love the sun.
You
I'm
love
a
the sun
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mama always calls me her sunshine.
Got it.
So I like it.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis.
Boo.
But I mean, author of the Chronicles of Narnia, which
yeah,
I love.
Boo.
I like the Chronicles of Narnia, I'm even
just,
so.
I still got to boo him.
He is quoted as saying, "I take this to be the greatest poem in the Psalter and one of the greatest lyrics in the world."
Mm.
Okay.
I just thought I'd put that out there. Right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. However, he's wrong.
Right.
Scholars argue that the first part, verses 1 through 7, are a completely distinct song from the second part, verses 8 through 15.
Okay.
The subjects, content, metrics, language, style, and tone of each section are distinct, and the two parts could not have been composed by the same author.
Ah. Okay.
So there, boom.
All right.
Here's something interesting, though.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about to read something. "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." That's a phrase from Psalm 19, verse 9, and it is inscribed on the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
I can dig that. I don't mind that.
All right.
That's saying don't lie and be good.
Sure.
"So be good, for goodness sakes. Whoa, somebody's coming. Somebody's coming."
What are you singing?
It's from Ghostbusters. Oh, Bill Murray sings it when he's in jail.
Yeah, I can't ever pick up on your references.
It's fucking Ghostbusters.
I know.
For Christ's sakes.
90% of the time it is Ghostbusters with you. But
yeah.
I should just always say Ghostbusters.
You should always say Ghostbusters. You should never not say Ghostbusters.
It's true.
All right, listen to this. When you were bugging me earlier and I had my earbuds in and I had YouTube on,
yeah,
and you were like, "Are you doing your research?" And I was like, yes. I was listening to this song. It's a Rastafarian song called "Rivers of Babylon,"
mm-hmm,
which was recorded in 1970 by the Melodians. And it's actually pretty groovy. Like, I actually like it.
Okay.
And it includes a reference to verse 14 of Psalm 19, together with a reference from another psalm that we haven't got to yet, so who cares?
Right.
That was written in the memory of the first destruction of Zion, or Jerusalem,
yep,
by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good song, and I'm going to let you listen to it, and you should put a link in the show notes so that listeners can give it a peep too.
Sure.
And then it was also popularized several years later as it was covered by Boney M. in 1978.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Well, they are black artists, and the songs are really groovy, and they're good, and I like them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's the same song. I don't know why I said songs. It's just two different artists. The one is more like one guy singing it, and then the second one is like a group singing it.
Okay.
So, but anyway, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? So now I'm going to read 20 and 21.
Okay.
Back to back, because they kind of complement each other.
Okay, sure.
And then I'll summarize both of them with my notes after.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Psalm 20, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Okay.
"May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Salah. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will uplift all your banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant you all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call."
When I hear "rise up," all I can think of is
Alexander Hamilton. Yeah. Rise up.
Yeah.
Rise up. Yeah. That's, I always think that as
right,
well.
Yeah.
But I said "rise up" in several others that I didn't mention it because I thought you would get annoyed with me.
Well, then the other, I think I told you this story before, but when a kid and I were in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
every time we went to, like, because we were there for a concert, but when we went looking around town beforehand,
mm-hmm,
and so every time we were in a room where there was something important that happened, I said, "Hey, kid, we're in the room where it happened." they hated me by the end of the day.
Even though they love Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, highly recommend if y'all haven't seen it yet. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Psalm 21, for the director of music, a Psalm of David.
Okay.
O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. You welcomed him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. At the time of your appearing, you will make them like a fiery furnace. In his wrath, the Lord will swallow them up, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed, for you will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. And
I think that's the end. He's got that fire-breathing stuff going on again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So Psalm 20 is a prayer for victory.
Yeah.
And starts, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
Okay.
This psalm and the following, 21, mm-hmm. are closely related. They are both liturgical psalms. And I looked up liturgical, which I will get to in a minute.
Okay.
The first is an intercession. The second is thanksgiving. But in both, the king is a prominent figure. And they were both short, and that's why I read both
sure,
of them.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And what is a liturgy, right?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Do you fucking know?
I've heard it before. I just don't.
No, so have I. But do you know what the fuck a liturgy is?
No, I do not.
No, I don't either. So a liturgy is the customary public ritual of worship performed by a religious group.
Oh.
Liturgy can also be used to refer specifically to public worship by Christians. As a religious phenomenon, liturgy represents a communal response to and participation in the sacred through activities reflecting praise, thanksgiving, remembrance, supplication, or repentance. It forms a basis for establishing a relationship with God, and technically speaking, liturgy forms a subset of formal ritual.
Okay.
So it's the formal ritual of worshiping God.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
So scholars suggest that this one was written during the reign of Jehoshaphat.
Oh.
Yeah. And the 70 words in this psalm may reference either the 70 years of exile between the first and second temples, or conversely, the 70 cries of pain associated with childbirth. Yeah. And it's recommended that during times of distress that you recite this psalm.
Yeah.
And times of distress can include while delivering a child.
I can't even imagine the horror that would cross my mind if I started hearing somebody recite a psalm
while
in the middle
birth.
Of fucking childbirth.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right?
This is nutty.
This is not okay.
No.
So Psalm 21 is a praise for deliverance from the enemy. And it begins, the king shall joy in thy strength.
Okay.
The king is often credited with being an example of the moral state of a kingdom in the Old Testament. So,
right. You
know, the king is God or is God's spokesman or stands for the people or represents God, like depending on who's looking at him and who's asking.
Well, and it was a big thing when we were reading, you know, the kings and all that kind of stuff. It was mm-hmm. like, this is a good king, that's a bad king. And basically the entire
population.
Yeah, the population was kind of drawn into the same, you know, judgment, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yes, yes. If the king was good, then God saw that the entire population was good.
Right, right.
But if the king was bad, fuck all those people.
Right, pretty much.
Which sucked, and we commented
on
that at the time.
Which is why I kind of rail against it when he's like, I take care of the poorest. I'm like, no, you don't. You only give a fuck about the kings.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. This psalm relates to the belief that God appointed a succession of rulers on earth, starting with David and eventually leading to the Messiah, Yeah. Whom Christians identify, of course, as Jesus.
Right.
This psalm does not refer to a specific king, but to all kings.
Right.
Okay. The end.
That's, that's some more psalms there.
That's some more four psalms.
That was four psalms?
That was four psalms. See, it wasn't so hateful.
It wasn't so hateful.
Yeah.
We made it under a half hour.
Right?
Yeah.
We did good.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was Psalms chapters 18 through 21.
18, 19, 20, 21. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. All right. And so we're done with that one. And tomorrow we'll be back, probably, unless wife changes it up, with this is getting difficult to track.
22, 23, 24.
Yeah, that's the ones.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll see you guys then.
Sure as fuck will.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.